Hi, this is Nick Dickinson from IRC International Water and Sanitation Center in the Netherlands. The Hague is where the headquarters is. And I'm here at the London Sanitation Hackathon, and I submitted a problem statement which is related to one of our projects called Wash Cost. And in that project, we looked at the cost of water and sanitation services in four different countries over a period of 5 years. And we collected all kinds of data which had to do with the installation of facilities, but also data that had to do with recurring costs, so the operation and maintenance of them or major rehabilitations. So the point is, we were looking at both initial costs and recurrent costs. And we also looked at the service levels of services. So not just, you know, is there a facility or not, but is it clean? Have the feces been taken out away from the user's home? So, or is it just sitting in the pit? Is the pit filling up and then you lose it, your service? So we looked at the levels of service, and then what we've been able to do is develop benchmarks. And so we can see around about what a service costs in sort of an order of magnitude. So it's a huge range of costs, but we have an idea. And the main idea of this app is to sensitize users about this data, but also to help them think about planning services instead of planning latrines or just planning infrastructure, which may or may not be working. So it's really plan a service. And so what the tool does is, in 11 simple questions, people can define their level of service, they can say what kind of technology they're using, and how much they think people are going to be spending every year. And then on the basis of that, you see whether, you know, are they going to spend in relation to the benchmarks, you know, are they spending less than what other people have spent on operation and maintenance or on major rehabilitation? If so, maybe there's a sustainability problem. Maybe you should actually look at, you know, the technologies you're using or this level of service you're trying to achieve, and whether that's realistic. Because then, in the end, it's households that usually pick up the costs. So basically what this is an aid for developing services. So you could see, eventually we need businesses and markets that do this sort of thing. So we're just looking at the cost component, but we need innovative solutions as well to cover those different costs, whether that's through households or other services. So that's what we're doing, and we need people. Yeah, we do need people to help us, but for the most part, we've got a great team here looking at simplifying the tool and making easy visualizations. We're just starting to build it. We've got one developer with us, but we could use a few more, using Google Apps and a spreadsheet, simple spreadsheet, to store the data. And we're also looking for people who can visualize information, because we want to show where people's own ideas of expenditures are falling in these benchmark ranges on how much it costs to provide a level of service, not just a latrine.